So surrender is often talked in the context of Brahma's prayer to Krishna that whatever is happening, tatte kampam sunikshamam. This is your mercy. Atma kutam vipavam. My own karma is coming, which I have minimized. Therefore, I offer my obeisances to you. So, this is definitely very elevated consciousness. And broadly speaking, there are various attitudes which you can have when problems come down. If a problem is coming, we may at one level think, is Krishna really exist? Does Krishna really care? Why is this problem coming in my life? Some people may go in a negative state and say, is God causing this problem in my life? But we need to know, it's not that God is somewhere up there uncaring, nor is it that He is sending the problem. It is, problems come to us for various reasons, which may ultimately be related to our past karma. But the point is, Krishna is in here with us, and He's here to help us deal with the problem. So it's very difficult, it's almost impossible, to see the problem itself as Krishna's mercy. And to expect to do that itself is unrealistic for most of us. Now, even when Srila Prabhupada was sick in his final days, if you read that, Tamalakrishna Maharaj, the final days, the final pastimes book, the Tikiji is there. There, at one time, Srila Prabhupada asks, why is this happening? You know, it's a natural human reaction, and that should not be, we cannot, when we have problems, Prabhupada had actually a very prolonged illness, and it just, no medical treatment was working for quite some time, and Prabhupada was trying his best. So, that is that normal human reaction when there is trouble, that should not be seen as a lack of faith or anything like that. Even Arjuna is broken down when Abhimanyu is killed. So, firstly, to try to see the problem itself as Krishna's mercy, that is very difficult. So, but what we can see is that that Krishna's mercy can help us deal with the problem. It is not, the problem is Krishna's mercy. Tattenu kampam susamikshamam. This is your mercy, O Lord. What is the mercy? That atmakutam vibhavam. This problem has come because of my own bad deeds, but by your mercy, I am going to deal with it. When we say that Krishna's mercy minimizes the problem, that can work in various ways. Sometimes the problem itself might have been very big, but by Krishna's mercy, the problem has become less. But another point is that sometimes our own attitude determines the size of the problem. Now, life determines our problems, but we determine their size. That means when we think too much about a problem, we are always conscious of the problem. This problem is there, this problem is there. And that problem eats us up and it becomes bigger and bigger and bigger for us. So, at that time, what is Krishna's mercy? The problem comes for whatever reason, but Krishna's mercy enables us to deal with the problem. So, whenever problems come, somehow the problems come with a mental glue. That is like if you have a glue, it just sticks to something. So, like that, problems come with a glue when they stick to the mind. Even if we intellectually understand, thinking about this problem is not helping me. But still, we just not able to think about anything else. Why did they do like this? Why did this happen? Why? And that because when the problem gets attached to our mind, that eats us up, that takes away all our energy, and we feel extremely burdened and crushed. But if we at that time have an alternative object of thought, that itself releases us temporarily at least from the crushing burden of the problem. And at the very least, Krishna can act as an alternative object of thought. So if, and especially if you practice bhakti, you practice say japa, practice kirtan, practice doing sari shastra, practice doing deity worship, whatever, then it will be not so difficult for us to absorb ourselves in Krishna. And just that, even the temporary release from thinking about the problem, that itself can give us a lot of our mental energy back. And then afterwards, if by connecting with Krishna we are calmed down, we will be able to see the problem with greater maturity. Then we can deal with the problem. So, Krishna's mercy is that He gives us the resources to So if I have a terrible disease, if I get a painful disease, no, to think that the disease is Krishna's mercy is unrealistic. But I can think that, you know, if I have this disease, and if I'm not in a devotee, I just been, you know, crying, like, oh, whatever. But here, in a devotee, when the devotee cries, Krishna begs out, calls out to Krishna. And in that, there is not just purification, we are remembering Krishna, but also there is a relief, because we are remembering Krishna. So, Krishna's mercy is that the problem comes, but the magnitude, the sharpness of the problem, the intensity of the problem becomes much lesser because we have Krishna in our lives. Yeah, and we can ourselves, if we compare, say 10 years ago, 15 years ago, before we became a devotee, and now if a similar problem has come in our life, how we would have dealt with it earlier and how we deal with it now. We'll find that our capacity to deal with problems becomes much better. So, then, this way, by recognizing Krishna's mercy in terms of our capacity to deal with the problems, Krishna helps us to deal with the problems, we can feel grateful not for the problem, but for the fact that we have Krishna in our life. That Krishna is there in my life, and by that, I am able to deal with the problem. So, Rudva Kapoor Vir Vidadam Namaste. That with my heart, with my mind, with my body, I offer obeisances to Krishna. With my words, I offer obeisances. So it is not that I am offering obeisances to Krishna for sending me the problem, but I am offering obeisances to Krishna for being present with me in my life to help me deal with the problem. And the point is, Jiveta Yo Mukti Pade Sadhatma. What this means is that the problems can become justification for us to give up our heart. But if amid the problems, still we stay connected with Krishna, still we stay grateful to Krishna. Not for the problem, but for His presence in our life, even amidst the problem. Then, that shows the seriousness of our devotion. Krishna becomes pleased by that. So, if we stay connected with Krishna, even amidst problems, then that shows that we are not just, as they say, fair-weather devotees. You know, when things are nice, I practice bhakti. When things are difficult, I need other things too. Now, then, when Krishna sees that, through thick and thin, we are with Him, we are connected with Him, then Krishna becomes pleased with Him. We are solidifying our relationship with Him, and then, those who live like this, they will attain Krishna. So, this verse, how is it connected with surrender? Surrender essentially means that we connect with Krishna. Arjuna, for him, fighting was the way he connected with Krishna. So, here, when the problem is there, and at that time, we cultivate a disposition by which we can stay connected with Krishna. Now, a lot of spiritual advancement in bhakti depends on devotional reinterpretation of reality. Devotional reinterpretation of reality. That means certain things have happened in life. Parikshit Maharaj was cursed. And it was actually an outrageously excessive curse. His transgression was very tiny. He just put a dead snake garland, around a sage. It was an offense, it was a minor offense. And the result for that he got was to die in 7 days. And what was Parikshit Maharaj's response? He says, the Supreme Lord has come to me so that I can become free from attachments. I was attached to life and Krishna has come in my life to free me from attachments. So what is this? This is devotional reinterpretation of reality. The reality was it was unfairly cursed. But he is interpreting it in such a way that this is Krishna come to help me come closer to Him. Prabhupada worked so hard to operate a business and the whole business collapsed. What Prabhupada say? Yasya Hamanugranami Harishita Krishna. Prabhupada later said that I was trying to earn money for Krishna's sake, but Krishna wanted me to preach that. And Krishna forced me to do that. So situations will come in our life. But when we say Anukulya Santaka Pratikulya Sevarjana, I talk at one level about accepting things which are favorable and rejecting things which are unfavorable. But it also applies at an inner level where we accept the perspective of the situation that is favorable and reject the perspective that is unfavorable. So when Parikshit Maharaj was cursed, he could have taken the perspective, no, I have throughout my life practiced bhakti and this is what God gives me. Where is God? God doesn't exist. So that would be a perspective which is unfavorable to bhakti. But he took the perspective that is favorable to bhakti. What is that? Yes, now Krishna, I have been serving Krishna, but I have been serving My consciousness is caught in so many worldly affairs also. Why give my service to Krishna? But now, Krishna wants me to serve him wholeheartedly. And that is actually that devotional reinterpretation of reality is an art. And you cannot learn it immediately. We often need to associate with senior devotees, and by that association, we can get the insights. So, there is a very famous example that when Bhaktivedanta Maharaj met Srila Prabhupada. So, Bhaktivedanta Maharaj, he was African American, black complexion. Everybody else in the movement at that time was fair complexion. And on top of that, most of the devotees were college dropouts. And Bhaktivedanta Maharaj was a Princeton graduate. So, the remaining devotees didn't know how to deal with him. So, they would normally look down upon blacks. That was the normal white attitude. All that was changing, it was there. But still, this was a black, and he was so much more educated. They just didn't know. And there was a lot of discrimination against him. So, he felt that when he came to Prabhupada, he told Prabhupada that, Prabhupada, you are not the body of the soul, but there is racism in your movement. And Lord Prabhupada did not deny that. Prabhupada did not justify that. Prabhupada told him, no, they are acting out of the bodily misconception of life. If you respond to the same bodily misconception, then how are you better than them? So Prabhupada told him, Prabhupada did not deny the reality, but Prabhupada gave him a different perspective. Told him, rise to spiritual consciousness. And Bhaktivedanta Maharaj writes that he felt so vindicated. He said, Prabhupada loves me and Prabhupada cares for me. Prabhupada, even if that devotee is not accepting me, Prabhupada accepts me. And Prabhupada wants me to apply his teachings, apply the Gita Sutra in my life. That same situation where there is bodily discrimination, by Prabhupada's guidance, he was able to reinterpret that as an opportunity to rise above bodily consciousness. And thus he became enthused. And later on, when the devotee saw it, he was so enthusiastic, so practicing bhakti so enthusiastically, so dedicated to Prabhupada. Then they also stopped looking at the bodily complexion. And they started regarding, respecting him for the wonderful devotee that he was. Does that answer your question? Thank you. So...